Damien O'Mara has arrived. Morning, Damien.
Gavin, good morning to you. Shortly, details of the Hurling Championship fixtures for 2020. But first off, the Irish head coach Joe Smith has made 12 changes to his starting lineup to face Samoa in Pool A at Rugby World Cup on Saturday. Just Keith Earls, Jonathan Sexton and Tadhg Byrne are retained from the side which beat Russia this day last week. Robbie Henshaw has also been past fit and will make his first appearance of the tournament.
The team to play Samoa, hopefully this weekend, is Kean Healy, Rory Best captain, Tadhg Furlong, Ian Henderson and James Ryan in the second row. Tadhg Byrne, Josh van der Fleer, CJ Stander, Connor Murray, Jonathan Sexton, Jacob Stockdale and Keith Earls on the wings, with Bundy Aki and Robbie Henshaw in the midfield and Jordan Lama at fullback. The replacements are Niall Scannell, Dave Kilcoyne, Andrew Porter, Jean Klein, Peter O'Mahony, Luke McGrath, Joey Carberry and Andrew Conway.
Ahead of that game, and for the first time in 9 stagings of Rugby World Cup, tournament organisers have been forced to cancel games. Saturday's meeting of England and France in Pool C and the game between New Zealand and Italy in Pool B have now been recorded as scoreless draws. The decision has been taken because of the dangers to public safety posed by the super typhoon Hagibis to the Tokyo, Yokohama and Toyota regions. England now progresses pool winners ahead of France. New Zealand will top their pool ahead of South Africa. A decision will be made on Sunday morning local time about playing the game between Japan and Scotland in Ireland's pool later on that afternoon. All 3 teams could still progress to the knockout stages. A bonus point win for Ireland on Saturday would bring with it a quarter-final place irrespective of the Japan-Scotland game going ahead. Former Irish international Paddy Wallace is with me. Paddy, I suppose first off, disappointment for a lot of people that these games have been cancelled, but tournament organisers have to urge on the cause, the side of safety.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, there's a lot of waking up this morning, it's a lot of information to process. 2 great games, unfortunately, for the fans that they're going to miss out on. England-France was set up to be a cracker and unfortunately not be going ahead. It's the first time in a World Cup that this has actually happened, so it's a lot to process. But I think from an Irish point of view, all eyes will be on the match that they'll be playing against Samoa, and of course whether or not the Japanese game goes ahead.
But I suppose from an Irish player's perspective, the focus remains securing a bonus point, secure your progression, and you now know if you win your pool you face South Africa, if you finish runner-up you face New Zealand.
Yeah, I suppose our destiny's in our own hands still. But we certainly need to improve on our performance levels that we've shown in the last 2 games to do that against Samoa, who are going to be a very tough opposition to go out and get a win, never mind a bonus point. So I think Joe's named his, I think in his eyes, his strongest side to do that. And, it's going to take a level of performance that we haven't seen in the last 2 games to record that.
Just a word on that, a 9-day turnaround. The players had last weekend off. They effectively went back into camp on Sunday evening, so it's as close to a standard test week as they would have. Does that bring you confidence that we'll get a renewed level of performance that we know this squad are capable of?
I think in the last 2 games it really it's been really quite unsettling how far the performance has dipped in comparison to that Scottish game. I think after the Scottish game, we thought Ireland were back to that form that they showed in 2018 and were warranting their number one team in the world ranking. Now, the level of performance has dipped considerably. And we've been waiting for these last 2 games for a reaction to that, and we didn't get that really in the Russia game. We took care of business, but there was a lot of change in personnel. We didn't have our first team out, so I think Joe's gone to his strongest lineup, and with all the pressure that has come down on this team, I really do expect that reaction and that level of performance to rise considerably and to cut out a lot of those basic errors that have dogged this World Cup campaign so far. I really do expect a reaction. Expect four tries. I expect a bonus point. I expect us to go through to the quarterfinals.
Paddy, thanks very much for that. Finishing on a positive note, Paddy Wallace, former Irish international, with us there. Radio coverage of the game on Saturday is on 2FM. Television coverage over on RTE1. In Gaelic games, the appointment of a new hurling manager in Clare has been delayed following a meeting of their county board last night. Neither the name of Louis Mulqueen or Brian Lohan was put to clubs for ratification. Both had been interviewed for the job on Monday. The process has now been extended until a meeting on October 21st. All this week here on Morning Ireland, we have hosted the draws for the Provincial Football Championships. And today we turn our attention to the hurling fixtures for 2020 with the details. Here's Darren Frehel.
Tipperary, All-Ireland champions for the 28th time.
All-Ireland champions Tipperary opened their 2020 Munster campaign with a trip to Limerick on the 10th of May. Cork and Munster champions Limerick clash on the same weekend. Again, some teams will face more demanding schedules than others. Both Clare and Cork will play the final three rounds on consecutive weekends in the space of 14 or 15 days. Changing the system has been rejected. Liam Lenehan, chairman Munster GAA, explains why.
Everything was considered this year. If we changed to the Leinster model, you would only have two games in a row. But look, all five counties came back and they said they wanted the draw that was there. I'd say it was to make room for the club championships as well. It goes round. The draw is done from 2018 to 2022 and everybody gets the three games at some stage or another. So the counties considered it and they said it was fair.
There it is! It's all over! Do you know what? They'll be dancing at the crossroads tonight!
After a bye on the opening weekend, Wexford will open the defence of their title on the weekend of the 16th and 17th of May. Newly promoted Laois will take on Galway on the weekend of the 9th and 10th. The big debate in Leinster is whether their competition should be expanded. Jim Bulger is Leinster chairman.
Increasing to six was bandied about. We also looked at two groups of four at one stage. So perhaps that's something for the future. But I do feel that six would work for us. But we have to be careful that we don't undermine the McDonagh and the other competitions underneath as well. We have to look at the entire structure, not just the Bob O'Keefe, if you like, stroke McCarthy. We have to look at the effect bringing additional teams into that would have down the line as well.
Full details of next summer's fixtures in the Lee McCarthy, Joe McDonagh, Christy Ring, Nicky Rackard and Laurie Marr competitions have been published on the GAA and RTÉ websites.
So fans can start planning for next summer. In soccer, Mick McCarthy's senior Republic of Ireland squad travelled to Tbilisi today ahead of Saturday's Euro 2020 qualifier with Georgia. There was a boost yesterday with Shane Duffy travelling with the squad. He had initially been a doubt with a calf problem. McCarthy is already without the injured Richard Keogh and the suspended Enda Stevens. The Republic's under-21s are in action tonight. They host Italy in Tala in Group 1 of Euro 2021 qualifying. Stephen Kenny's side have a maximum 9 points from their three games. Italy have won the only game they've played so far. Kickoff there is at 8:05. And two Irish boxers will fight for medals at the Women's World Amateur Boxing Championships in Russia. Lightweight Amy Broadhurst and welterweight Christina Desmond fight in quarterfinals just after midday. Victory will guarantee them at least a bronze medal. A reminder, sports news available as always throughout the day on the RTE News Now app and also on the RTE Sport website, Rachel.